All right, as we try to do all the time here on The Takeaway, it's put a human face behind the economic numbers as we poke around and try to figure out what's going on in the broad trends in the economy. Joining me now is Maury Husseini, a home builder, developer, and he's the CEO of ICI Homes in Florida. He joins us from Ormond Beach, Florida. Maury, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great. You are building, correct?
I am building, finally.
All right, explain what kind of house you are building today that you wouldn't have been building, say, a year ago, and does it have fewer, say, workout rooms, three-car garages, fewer aquariums installed in the walls? Explain.
That's exactly right, John. We're stripping down all the extra extravaganza stuff that people have asked us in the last 10, 15 years. And it seems the houses was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now we're going smaller and smaller and becoming more efficient housing, both in size-wise and energy-wise.
And Maury Husseini, are you building a home today for developers or to someone who's going to actually take possession of that home and live in it with their family?
No, I'll give you an example. We build homes for families. Give you an example. We just sold a home for a family from New Jersey that retired and moving to Florida. And so we're building a home for people.
All right, that's great. Maury Husseini, hold on there. The voice of actual building in a housing market that seems to be turning around. Listen to Jerry Howard, president and CEO of the National Association of Home Builders, who held a teleconference with reporters yesterday.
There are a number of signs that indicate that we could be turning a corner. New and existing home sales have stabilized. The inventory of unsold homes is slowly being whittled away. And single-family starts are virtually unchanged during the past 3 months, indicating that we could be closing in on the bottom.
More hints on that later this morning when new housing starts will be released at about 8:30. Nicholas Retsinas is director of Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies. He's the former assistant secretary of housing at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Thanks for joining us, Nicholas. Step back from what Maury Husseini was saying. Is this a positive set of trends if we look at these numbers?
They're positive numbers and they're positive signs, but it's not the same as saying that we have finally turned the corner. In large measure, these signs are an indicator that, gee, it's really not as bad as we thought it would be, or it's not terrible. Well, it has been terrible, and not as bad as it could be is not the same as getting better, at least not yet.
Maury Husseini, not that I am wishing you ill, but we did have news that there was a record number of foreclosures last month. Lots of them are in Florida. Why build new homes when you have all of these foreclosed homes out in the market?
Very good question. We're selling home within 5 to 8% of foreclosed homes or short sale. And our pitch to our buyers are that, first of all, you get a brand new home. Second, you get a warranty. We give 10-year warranty to our homeowners. When you buy a foreclosed home, first of all, you have to go and fix that house. And then when you have a problem with your dishwasher, who are you going to call? And we give that warranty. Is it worth to you to pay 5 to 8% more? So what we have done, we have brought our prices down to a point that we are able to compete with that.
Right. Well, you see here, Nicholas, and I wonder if you could comment on this from a kind of macroeconomic perspective, there are segments of the housing market. There's the foreclosed, I guess, this sort of recession kind of bottom-feeding market. There's the new homes. Demand for those seems to be one market. And then there's the existing home sale market. How does the demand work in each of these sectors, and do they interrelate?
Well, they do interrelate because the buyer is ultimately looking at price. In large measure, what has happened to the housing market over the last year is this tsunami of foreclosures that has created very motivated sellers, that is, the investors, the lenders that are taking over this property. Because they're motivated, they keep lowering the price. Because they keep lowering the price, the traditional market of people who are buying and selling and moving are standing on the sidelines thinking, why should I buy today if the price is lower tomorrow?
Now, and that explains why the numbers still keep bottoming.
The numbers keep going down. Now, there is good news on the new home front because effectively, home builders have stopped building over the last year. I was looking at a statistic the other day that said if home builders drop in their production in the last 12 months as they do in the next 12 months, they'll not build a single home in the United States. So we pretty
Maury has a specific statistic there. Maury Hosseini, you at your height had 2,000 employees. Now how many do you have?
I have 500 employees. Well,
there you go. There you go. Nicholas, continue.
Well, at some point, we basically have worked off the new home inventory. That's why I do think you'll see signs of new home construction. At the same time, you have this larger dark cloud of foreclosures. And every time we're adding 300,000 to 400,000 foreclosures a month, we are adding to the inventory, depressing prices. Depressing prices keeps buyers on the sidelines.
So you're really watching that foreclosure number, huh, Maury? Because that competes with you.
He's absolutely right. There is a headwind in the front, and it's a foreclosure. You're absolutely right. But also there's a 1.3 million for household formation in the country. So you're right. The market is so cloudy, but also the interest rate is all-time low. The price of homes now have dropped to a point of 2000-2001. And with that, the affordability is all-time high at 72.5.
Right. Well,
with Jerry.
It sounds like a turning point. Definitely sounds like a turning point for you, Maury. Maury Hosseini, home builder, developer, and CEO of ICI Homes in Florida. Thanks so much, Nicholas. Quickly, you want to give us the last word?
Sure. I think the other number to look at beside foreclosures is jobs, because the reality is, the tough reality is, if people are losing their jobs, they're not going to be able to buy a home, whether it's a foreclosed home or a new home. So that's the number I'd really keep careful watching.
All right. We'll be watching all those numbers. Nicholas Retsinas is director of Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies and former assistant secretary of housing at the Federal Housing at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development from 93 to 98. Thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you.
Andrea?
Hospitals are redesigning. Some are making private rooms the norm, for example. Tell us, when you or your loved ones have been in a hospital, what would you have changed to make the stay much easier? iPods? Aromatherapy?
Good morning. My name is Barbara Glickstein, and I'm a public health nurse. Although I know there's evidence growing regarding the redesigns of hospitals, it's truly important that there be a nurse and enough nurse staff in order to really take care of our loved ones.
Tell us your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email mytake@thetakeaway.org.
If you missed anything, we're always on here at The Takeaway. Take a listen to that macroeconomic discussion of housing prices with Nicholas Retsinas and Maury Hosseini. You can go to our website. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Andrea Bernstein.
This is The Takeaway.